Tensions with the West, announcing Monday it has captured 17 U.S. spies, an allegation President Trump denied in a tweet. More from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Iran government is claiming the CIA had promised those arrested visas or jobs in America, with an official circulating a CD with a video recording of an alleged foreign female spy working for the CIA. It's suggested the disc also includes names of several U.S. embassy staff in Turkey, India, Zimbabwe and Austria, who Iran claims were in touch with the recruited Iranian spies. Occasionally, Iran announces detention of spies it says are working for foreign countries, including the U.S. and Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The announcement from Iran's Ministry of Intelligence said some of the spies had already been sentenced to death. It claimed they had been captured during the past year and had been collecting information from sensitive sites like military and nuclear facilities for the Central Intelligence Agency. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has said that in his meeting with President Donald Trump Monday, he stressed the need for political resolution to the protracted war in Afghanistan. Khan, who's in the U.S. on a three-day official visit in a bid to repair strained bilateral ties, had long campaigned against the use of U.S. military force to resolve the conflict, even before he came to power last year. A senior U.S. administration official said Trump pressed Khan for help in advancing the Afghan peace process and encouraged Pakistan to crack down on militants within its territory. Pakistan has arranged Washington's direct peace negotiations with Taliban insurgents who are fighting local and U.S.-led international troops in neighboring Afghanistan. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hailing a new chapter in U.S. relations with Latin America following a